Support for The Sound of Science comes from listeners like you and from Ken Spears Construction.
My name is Jasmine.
And I'm Chrissy.
We're from NIU STEAM and...
This is The Sound of Science on WNIJ.
Since January 1st, 2025, over 59,260 acres have burned in California, more than seven times the size of DeKalb. Firefighting teams are facing challenges due to the dry conditions limiting access to water sources, raising the question, if California is next to an ocean, why is water so hard to find?
The Pacific Ocean contains 3.5% salt per liter of water. This salt water is corrosive, damaging firefighting equipment like hoses, pumps, and aircraft. It can shorten their lifespan, increase maintenance costs, clog hoses and nozzles, and cause leaks in rubber seals and valves.
Salt water can damage ecosystems, particularly near fresh water sources. It ruins soil quality, making it difficult for plants to recover post-fire. Freshwater species like fish and amphibians require a specific saltwater balance, and saltwater exposure can lead to dehydration and organ failure. Additionally, saltwater contamination can occur in drinking water due to runoff, making consumption unsafe for both humans and wildlife.
Wildfires often occur inland in mountains and dry areas, making it difficult to transport water from the coast. While aircraft can grab ocean water for firefighting, they are insufficient for large-scale needs, and the process is slower than using local reservoirs or lakes.
Firefighters must be cautious about electrocution risk when using saltwater, because saltwater is a much better conductor of electricity than freshwater. If saltwater contacts live electrical wires, transformers, or power lines, it can create a serious electrocution hazard. In wildland fires, downed power lines near roads or near bodies of water could energize saltwater puddles, harming first responders in the field.
You've been listening to The Sound of Science on WNIJ, where you learn something new every day.